Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, darn sexy people, totally healthy, and the community I'm so grateful for. I hope you guys all had an awesome Thanksgiving. I'm sure it was different. Mine certainly was. Usually have 30 people here, and this year we held it down to our family of six. But we made everything that we make for 30 people and just had a lovely time catching up and laughing. And yeah, you know, you make the most out of the parameters you're given. So I hope you did also. Just know how eternally grateful I am for all of you. Want to remind you to support our wonderful producer, Stephen. Go to faroutfoods.com, put in Dee Wallace, and you'll get 10% off of your offer. Just some incredible spices and hot cocoa mixes and all kinds of things that are easily shipped. I think the shipping's free, too. Back to your families for Christmas. Next Sunday, we roll out the Christmas special. $100 for a half an hour private. They book really fast, guys. Every year, I think last year I actually, because we just had so many people that wanted to get in on it. So mark your calendars. And predictions, boy, there's going to be a lot of stuff to predict this year. Our prediction webinar is December 29th. I can't wait. I mean, I've already got some of the stuff, but yeah, can't wait to see what the channel is going to have to say about this next year that is open of all new possibilities. Thank God. And today, the channel just wanted to talk about the holidays. It's really the kickoff of the holiday season. And the channel wants us to decide now. Are we going to make it a beautiful holiday season no matter what? Are we going to fall into the victimization around not being able to do the traditions that we've always done the way we've always done them? The channel wants to remind us to keep creating. And if you're, you know, challenged financially, which many people are this year especially, make something special. I'm telling you, the gifts that I have gotten from my daughter are always the ones that she's made. Those are my favorite ones. I'm looking at a huge collage of pictures that she made me in high school that are all framed, that are up in my office. Those of you that have been here for Creation Station probably know which one I'm referring to. Make something special. Even if it's a heartfelt card, guys. If it comes from your heart, the recipient will get it. FaceTime, use WhatsApp, use Facebook Messenger. How can I connect? How can I connect? Let's start asking ourselves how we can connect safely this year. And also, what can you give to yourself? When the channel gave me that one, it kind of stopped me, because my first automatic response is what I want to give to myself is to be able to do everything the way I usually do it, with my tree trimming party and my birthday lunch and all that. And then the next thought was, what I want to give myself is to be joyful about anything and everything that I have and that I can create right now, while I'm holding the higher good also. I want to give myself walking my talk in the work. And I also would really love to have my toenails done. But that's going to wait. We're not doing that during this time. So maybe I can get my daughter to do my toes. Maybe she'd give me that for Christmas. Remember, and this is so vitally important, guys, I want you to focus here. What you hold right now, how you react right now, is the signal that you are sending out that creates the year 2021. So the more joy, the more love, the more peace, the more knowing, the more excitement around money and health and family and relationships that you can hold and send out to the universe and to within the universe of your body, the more you create that in 2021. So this is a vitally important month for you to encourage yourself to stay really positive. Remember, we are the power that chooses love and joy around everything. And that keeps our heart open. And that allows our chakras to stay open and the energy to flow. And the channel also wants to remind you, be open to all great, positive, fabulous possibilities. There are many of them on the horizon, and you are helping create them right now. So I would like you to join me in the statement that the channel gave us. I'm hoping that you are all taking this seriously and saying it daily. I am creating love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, and power through divine love for all energy in all dimensions. I command all energy to define itself as these attributes now. And so it is. All right, I can go to the callers. I can. Have your questions ready, guys. And we're off. Kirk. In Long Island. What's up, buddy?
Oh, my God. So many wonderful things. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And I know you're prepping for the holidays coming up, and I think it's going to be wonderful.
I'm going to make it that way.
I'm just about to head out to continue doing some murals for Splashes of Hope. We create artwork that in hospitals and veterans centers and places to uplift people that may have to be in a hospital for some reason.
Oh, what a beautiful way to give back as an artist, Kirk. Good for you.
Cool. Thank you. Anyway, I'm asking for a friend. The question is, what's up with the heel of the right foot?
Is this friend a she?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess they yelled she, and I okay. Well, she literally, you've heard the phrase digging your heels in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, the right side is your power side. And there's a part of her that really wants to move forward and a part of her that's digging her heel in to hold her back in fear from her old belief systems. The other image that they're giving me, Kirk, is you know how a toddler stamps his foot when he gets mad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is also affecting her, the heel of her foot. So it's all about resistance and moving forward. If I had to put it into a, well, the channel say no, that's what it is. It's about her resistance within herself to move into her powerful place that she wants to be. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Is there any clarity on what that power place is?
Yeah, I'm going to a core belief this page here. Well, yeah, she doesn't want to take her own responsibility for her self-creation. Because they took me to I can never be God. And that usually represents, you know, guys, I got to tell you, been doing a lot of private sessions lately and channeled emails through another course that I offered for John Burgos. And if I could just get you to get that you cannot wait on God or the angels or the guides. They're all waiting for you. You have to choose and you have to commit and then ask them for their partnership and they'll be there for you. But we were given free will. And if we don't step forward, Kirk, in our power, to say, this is what I want, and this is what I'm committed to creating, then all the forces of the universe can't join us. And that's what it's about. All right, love?
Thank you very much.
You're
Talk
welcome.
To you soon.
Yeah.
Love it, everybody.
Happy holidays, baby. Okay, we be going to Joyce in Arizona. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi. My question, I had a private session with you earlier in the week.
Oh, I hope you liked it.
I did. Boy, you're so direct. It's great. That's what I need. But, well, I've been working diligently on all that we discussed with my around my skin and the rash.
Yeah.
And I'd like to know, did I take care of it? You know, getting rid of any live things on me, and then the energy part too.
I get that that's the right question. There's still a little something to do physically. You have brilliantly, they're saying.
I've been working diligently in all areas
on the energetic part. And I swear to God, the first thing they're giving me is calamine lotion. Have you tried it?
No, I used permethrin. It's a pesticide, and believe me, from the world that I came from 20 years ago, I'm completely natural. So this is also embracing the pharmaceuticals. I see it as that, and now every time I see a pesticide truck, I don't cringe. I actually felt love. It was amazing because that is the thing that helped me to eliminate these skin mites. And now my skin, I feel as though they're all dead. I would like confirmation on that. And now the rash is very dry and painful. So my next step, I feel, is the healing of the skin. I now see myself as able to heal my skin. It's it's awesome, and I just want confirmation.
Yeah. But you see, you're getting
so
in. I don't want you to get into the drama of it, Joyce. I want you to get into the excitement of it.
Okay. I have been excited because it's amazing
how
the universe is showing up for me.
Because you're showing up for you.
Yep, and even my husband, and I even have this huge gratitude. I feel like I switched some of that angst I had about taking back my space. All of a sudden now it's like, wow, I really feel gratitude. This Thanksgiving was wonderful, even though I itched everywhere from the treatment and hurt, it still was wonderful.
Okay, so what they're saying is, not a doctor here, guys. Calamine lotion and some warm oil.
Okay.
Because
I get,
yes, you have taken care of the bugs.
Because I washed everything, vacuumed every surface. You should have seen the energy I had, boy. It was the old Joyce. You know, here she goes.
Well,
you know, when I put my mind on something, I can create.
Absolutely, and you chose to come forward for you, but it's really hard to do that, guys, when you're a victim.
Yeah,
so you have
I've been a victim for 8 months with this, absolutely.
And understandably so, and you see the freedom when you once decided, I'm going to find out what it is about me. Guys, you have to go within yourself. What is it within me that I can bring into alignment and love that might be creating this situation, whether it's a health thing or money or relationships or anything? Go to yourself. Once you clear yourself up, then your body, your money, and everything else can clear up too. Okay, so you're doing everything right, Joyce. Just keep doing what you're doing. And again, especially the warm oil, and not something with a lot of fragrance in it.
I've eliminated all that from my life 20 years ago. I've been using coconut oil mixed with tea tree, and I know that's drying, but the tea tree was to eliminate any remaining pests under my skin.
The coconut oil by itself, but warm it up.
Okay, that's very doable. Okay, and I have a tea tree ointment that I just ordered from Amazon. I haven't opened it yet, but it showed up. It's got a lot of the natural shea butter, tea tree.
Just try some warm oil first, Joyce.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because
this
is like on 85% of my body. The more it was covered with this. It's
well, maybe
the fact
you should.
That
you should take a warm bath and just put some warm oil in it and lay in the bath.
I've been doing hot Epsom salt baths and then I put oil on after, but now
they don't like the Epsom salts anymore right now.
Okay.
Just you want to soften everything now.
Okay. You're right, because the skin is hardened around it. Because that was, as I read on it, that was protecting my immune system from the infestation. I mean, this is a journey, though, to heal my skin. And any little, this is just to say, put out there as a real positive. You know how being a woman, we judge ourselves, oh, that wrinkle, that this. I feel like I'd never want to put myself down in that way again.
That just eats yourself up, guys.
Yep. I can't wait for my beautiful skin to come back, and it's perfect just the way it is. And, boy, do I feel that. You can feel the passion in me. And
yeah, I can,
for all
sweetheart.
Those years that I beat myself up and trying to be perfect and blah, blah, blah to fit in, and you know the story. So
I know
I just thought I'd share that with everyone.
Story. That's everybody's story. And when we can just love ourselves for who we are, the whole world changes. Yep.
Yeah,
good for you, sweetheart.
Yeah, I think I've turned this around. This has been a huge learning and transformation experience. I see it as that.
You bet. You bet it. And
right.
Good for you that you seized the moment, Joyce. Thanks, sweetheart, for sharing that with everybody.
And all right. And thank you. And thank you for being there for me and what you do. And wow, thank you.
You're welcome, honey. You're welcome. All righty. We're going to Gina in California. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Dee.
What's up, baby?
Hi. This is great already. So I think that I had other questions, but now I think the question I want to ask is, what is it within me that I need to align to get it, to bring into alignment? Because I'm still having major congestion, as you can hear.
Yeah, I hear it.
Polyp in my left nose. I know. And
all
I'm
right.
I'm doing the daily statements. I'm doing my I'm ready, willing, and able to believe it's possible statement. And
you are connecting that all with love, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I get a yes on that. Hold on. When I say you want to get rid of this, I get a no. Everybody's balanced. Why the hell would she not want to get rid of it? Okay, that's
right.
The highest question. We're going to the sheets and a core belief. This page here, 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. Okay, Gina, when you release this and create health and wellness in your body, you will know that you are the powerful creator of yourself and you don't think you're supposed to be there here being your own powerful creator. You don't belong having that much power. Now, started with your mom. It's not a past life thing, around 3 years old. And guys, most of us got that message. Don't be too powerful. The world won't like you. Don't be too powerful. God's judging you. Don't be too powerful. Your teachers won't be able to deal with you. Right? They were wrong. They spent all of their lives trying to be more powerful while they were telling us and teaching us all of the old things that they got taught that they were trying to recreate. So, do you want to be the powerful God right now or not of you?
Yes.
Okay. Can you accept that you are God? I'm asking all of you that are listening.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, that's really intense. Yes.
Uh-huh. So, they would like you to really breathe in that truth. Because that's your breath of life. This is a weird question, Gina, but have you ever had your nose adjusted?
Yes.
How long ago?
I had surgery. 2008.
No, I'm not talking about surgery, but what did you have the surgery for?
Polyps, turbinates, like they went in there and drilled everything out, which I will never do again. But before that, I broke my nose.
Yeah. Your nose needs to be realigned. Now, a really good chiropractor might be able to do that. An osteopath for sure can realign the bones in your face. And in your head, and in your sinus cavity, and your ears, and all of it, because it's all connected.
Right.
But,
okay.
You see, and this is how it works, guys, until we brought into balance the fact that she wanted to know that she was God, and brought that into balance and awareness, we couldn't bring in the next piece of the information. So
yeah.
The first thing I would suggest to all of you is to be conscious of I am the God of me. I accept that I am the God of me. I'm the powerful God of me. And now I choose and commit to and state whatever it is you want to work on. You want to create it, or higher words. I'm not getting anything. Yes.
Can I ask another quick question? This is, so I get the, and I've gone to your guy in Santa Monica, but I haven't gone for a while. I think you referred me to your osteo in Santa Monica.
Yeah, he's quite a healer.
And I moved down to the South Bay, so I need to find somebody else, but I love that idea. So there's California is purple right now, so no travel, whatever. I have my best friend of all time coming to Sacramento, and I can't decide whether I should drive up there. It feels risky, but I also don't want to create fear that isn't there. You know, like there's just – so talking about the holidays, it's like what can we do and what can't we do? You know, it's – so I don't know if that would be safe for me to do.
The highest question is, are you in alignment for it to be safe?
Okay.
And I get a no.
Okay.
And again, guys, back to the last webinar we did, you know, sometimes we have to make a choice for the greater good. And that feels like we're giving up a choice for ourselves, but it doesn't have to be that way. We can choose to make a choice for the safety and the welfare of the greater good and know that that is our strong choice, that we're not giving our choice away to the greater good. Do you understand?
Yeah, so when you say alignment, is that how I see myself, how I see others seeing me?
And how you see the world. And right now we see the world as a world that's not safe to travel in.
Safe. Right. So that would have to shift for me to travel.
I get a yes on
that.
That's up to you.
Yeah, gotcha.
I mean, it is a true statement that the more you travel and the more you people you come into contact with, the more possibility there is that you're, introduced to the virus. Those are interesting words they just gave me. Introduced to the virus. That doesn't mean you have to present. That doesn't mean you have to suffer. That, you know. But the channel is saying that is a fact.
Gotcha.
So how we each choose to deal with those facts and live our life around those facts creates the reality that we live in.
Right. Okay. That's helpful.
I think you already know, Gina, but you sit with it.
Yeah, I just shouldn't go. Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that I've been thinking about is just, you know, for everybody is like, this is one holiday season. Like everybody's, you know, upset about it, but really it's one holiday season.
Well,
if
they're upset about it, that's a choice. That's what, why the channel wanted to talk about it at the beginning of the show. It's all a choice. So can you feel happy and joyful and celebratory that you're making a choice about keeping everybody else in your family safe?
Yeah.
You know? So it's a perspective. And we talk about perspectives a lot on this show.
Yeah.
Because your perspectives really help create your life, guys. Okay? All right, my love.
Thank you so much. That's
you're
great.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're
okay,
welcome.
I love you, Dee.
I love you too, baby. Whoops, I didn't get you off there. All right, Michael, what's up?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing quite excellent, thank you.
A short little celebration. I'm starting to get an autocorrect when I get negative thoughts. They just sort of automatically shift to the positive, which for me at least is extremely new and truly delightful.
Yep, that's what this work does. It teaches your brain to autocorrect your negative thoughts. And
which
then
feels
you
fantastic.
And then you send out a more positive, joyous signal to the universe, and the universe matches it, and your life starts to change. That's how it works. I love that analogy, Michael, the autocorrect. I love it. All right, continue.
I have a question. You have a three-point perspective. I see myself, whatever. I see a world seeing me as... No, I see a world where, whatever. And I see the world seeing me as... Could you discuss that in somewhat more detail? There's something there I want to pick up that I don't feel I quite have yet.
Well, sure. I can see myself as a great actress. If I look out into the world and go, but there's no opportunities for me out there. It's so hard to be an actress. I don't know how I'm ever going to be an actress. And I see the world looking at me and going, I can't get an agent. Nobody sees me as an actress. I'm the only one that sees me as an actress. They're not even making appointments for me. You see, you cannot bring about what you want unless all three perspectives positive alignment with what you want.
Yeah.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah. Yeah, because in a way, all three parts are parts of self. And it's you're going through the three perspectives, but the world really is a reflection of self. And
totally. Look, I have people in my family that had more money than anybody else in the family, beautiful, incredible home and property, and they were always afraid they didn't have enough. They were always afraid they didn't have enough money. And now they don't. Because even though they were living in it, their perspective was still a fear of lack.
What's your sequence for dealing with fear?
Anything you're in fear about, you have a choice about, Michael. And fear, as we know, disempowers us, stops the creation process, puts our focus on everything we don't want. So, again, guys, the thing that works best for me, the two things is I self-talk all the time. I go, oh, dear God, Dee, are you kidding me? Here's this fear again? All right, well, we know from the past that this fear, this really doesn't have anything to do with anything. And I start self-talking myself. By that time, I'm laughing, Michael, and I'm unplugged. And you really want to get unplugged and become objective. And then I go...
When you say unplugged, please define that.
Well, you want to become objective. You don't want to be in reaction. If you're in fear, you're in reaction to something. And if you're in reaction, you're out of creation. So you want to bring yourself back to the zero point so you can create what you want instead of this false illusion appearing real. Right?
Yeah, I can't tell you how much I look forward to when your book comes out.
Oh, me too. I got to get going on that. I got like maybe two chapters left, and I got to get back to it.
I wonder how it feels like when they're already written, you know, in the perfect format and everything, you know, and they're already published and, you know, out, and people are fascinated with it, and, you know, people maybe like even me might, you know, get five copies to pass out to friends and that sort of thing.
Well, how do you think it feels? You just described it pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, for me, It feels like Christmas.
Yeah.
See, and that's, you want to connect, guys, everything that you want by knowing you already have it, and connect it with things that you love, Christmas and birdie singing and playing with my dog Freedom and having time with my Gabrielle and all the things that give me joy. That's what having a lot of money feels like. That's what having a lot of health feels like. That's what making your dreams come true feels like, Christmas. And then I got it, and then my job's done. All I have to do is ask all energy and all dimensions to come in and create it with me and trust and stay in my knowing. All right. You got it.
Thank you
I
so
know
much.
You got it. You bet, Michael. Okay, we're going to Miss Emily in California. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
This has been amazing, as always.
Thank you.
I would love to know, I've noticed that my hair has gotten noticeably thinner, and I have been directing that my hair is thick and lush, and I would love to know what I can bring into alignment within myself around this.
The first thing that they gave me is you're tearing your hair out. You know that expression? Oh, my God,
yeah.
I could just tear my hair out. So what is it that you it's not anger, but you're well, that's an interesting word, fretting. What is it that you're fretting over?
Fretting over.
You know, like, oh, that kind of thing.
Right.
Well, a big part of it is the pandemic. Are you aware that you're fretting about it?
I am so aware of that. I guess I am in touch with being with the fretting over sort of, you know, when is moving forward going to happen? How is moving forward going to happen? How do I move forward right now in this moment?
Okay. The best thing you can do for your hair is to know that things are moving forward every moment.
Yes.
Now, whether they're moving toward what you want is up to you and the work that you do consciously every day.
And absolutely they are. I mean, it's insane how much expansion is happening. It's wild.
So the highest question is, why is she tearing out her hair? I know you're not literally tearing out your hair, but metaphorically,
well, it's
that's
funny, though, because it was really tangled, and even, you know, when I'm like putting the conditioner on it in the shower, I feel like it is. I am tearing it out, literally.
Can you give me a movie?
Rain Man.
Well, Rain Man was all about a savant, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa, now my pendulum's flying off the hook. Don't be afraid of knowing too much. Don't be afraid of knowing that you know. Don't be fretting over too much of your own power.
Because the experiences of stepping into my power that I've had lately are off the charts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a little part of you that feels like you, well, they don't want me to use the words hold yourself back, pay for it, that you have to pay for it. And that's kind of.
Oh, yeah.
And they're also saying they would just use some really gentle shampoo. What you're using some special kind of stuff. What are you using?
Well,
that's an easy question. What are you using?
Yeah, I mean, what I've been doing lately is just not using shampoo, but just using conditioner to loosen up, you know, the dirt from my scalp.
Try some baby shampoo.
Okay. Great. And the conditioner I'm using is okay after the baby shampoo?
You know, I would just leave it off for a while, they're saying, because I'm getting a no. A different
okay.
conditioner, no. Just don't use conditioner for a while. Just
okay.
Just baby it.
Okay. Okay.
But also, it's like hanging out right here. Does she want it? All right. We're both going to claim we absolutely want and demand the highest understanding of this. Okay. Now they're showing me, you know, the old swimming caps that were so tight on our head?
Yeah.
Yeah. They want you to let your brain breathe into the power that it's knowing that it is now. Just let your brain breathe.
Wow.
Is there anything higher? Nope, that's it. That sounds like it's resonating with you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
All right, Emily. Yeah.
Thank you.
Let,
I love you.
Let me know, will
you? Oh, amazing. Yes,
let me know.
I will.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I always say to you guys, let me know, but I don't get very many emails back. And I would, you know, I would appreciate it. Phyllis, you're on.
Oh, hey, Dee. Hey.
Hi, babe.
Oh, I feel like every single call was kind of part of a chord.
Yeah, we're just really clarifying the work and how to do it.
Yeah, I want to get... I don't know if it's so much discernment as refinement to something I feel I know. I was helping somebody with their social media and this other stuff. And really, I told them from the beginning, I'm teaching you conscious creation. And I thought, okay, this is working. It's kind of fun. It just reached a point where it's like I just really can pick up energetically that it's just not that I've done all I can do. And I just wanted to get refinement, because I haven't talked to that person for about a week.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
You've done everything.
Yeah.
You see, you took them into a certain amount of power, and they are too afraid to embrace the rest of it.
Okay, because I just feel this other icky stuff. I'm just like, I felt so good for a week not to have any contact with this person.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if I should bother having any more contact, just kind of leave it. Leave them to their own creative,
well,
whatever.
You know, the channel just keeps giving me, do not throw your pearls before swine.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if people cannot receive what you are sharing with them and giving them, guys, move on. Love them anyway. Love them anyway. They're doing the very best they can in their awakening, and you don't want to keep encouraging them, teaching them, giving them if they're not receptive.
Okay, I kind of felt that way. I kind of felt at first they were creating some stuff, but then I started to feel like, oh, they're telling me they created that just because they know that makes me happy, and
well,
I don't even know, you know.
No, they did, but, you know, guys, and you see it even here on the show, and it's kind of a theme today, that we're in fear of our power. And now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. If we are going to create, and we are, 2021, in the powerful and power through divine love way that we want, we have got to start now. That's why they're asking everybody to consciously claim that statement every day for the next year.
Okay.
So
okay.
You're either participating or you're not, and I want you, if you're not, to look at why you would be making that decision. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Got
I
it?
Just want to ask real quick. So really, yeah, but really, it's okay. No contact, because I just feel I can feel that that's just not going to get me anywhere. If I try to explain.
Well, you can have contact without trying to teach them anything, honey. If you want to have contact with them as a friend, then have contact with them. Just don't think you have to save them, Phyllis.
Yeah, but I don't need to even. I just rather not even have any more contact and not even explain
okay,
why.
Okay, well,
I mean,
then
is that
you
necessary?
Know.
Yeah, okay.
Then you've got to follow
okay,
your
know.
Knowing. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, baby. You're welcome. Robin in California, you're on.
Dee.
Hi,
Dee.
Robin.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm wondering if you can get anything. My cat and my dad died last week.
Oh, my.
And,
I'm sorry, sweetheart.
And that's okay. So my dad made sense. But my cat left before my dad. And I wondered if either of them have anything to say. Or...
Well, actually, your cat left in order to help your dad. Your cat wants you to know that was one of his physical things he could do on this plane to love and support you, is to leave and help your dad on the other side. This is you? Okay. Your dad is saying that it was just way longer than he wanted to stay around. He's been ready to go for some time. Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So please be joyous for him that he finally had the courage to leave.
Yeah.
He's got kind of a sweet but kind of energy going on here. And he said in kind of a humorous way, it's my Christmas present to myself.
Okay.
You know, that he left. So see
yeah.
if you can choose the perspective of celebrating their choices and knowing that they're free. And as always, guys, when you're ready to get another kitty cat,
mm-hmm.
your kitty cat will help you find another kitty cat or reincarnate and come back to be with you again.
Okay.
Does that make you feel happier?
Yeah, I believe all of that. The cat thing is. I can see how she would volunteer to help.
Yeah, well, that's what our animals do, guys. They
right.
come forward to support us in every way.
Yeah,
that's their chosen job
yeah.
on this plane. All right, sweetheart.
Indeed. Thanks so much, Dee.
Well, I almost got to Marie and Cheryl. I thought I was going to, but a lot of people needed some in-depth explanation today. Guys, again, the channel is begging you, please. We put it on the daily emails. We put it on the e-blast. You have no excuse not to know where to find the statement. Okay? The channel is begging you. Come together and make this claim daily for the next year. The new administration needs all the help it can get to balance out the imbalanced energy that it's walking into. We can help. You are that powerful. Are you accepting that? So remember, next Sunday, we will be rolling out the December specials. The Prediction Week webinar is December 29th. And go to faroutfoods.com, put in D. Wallace, and let's support Stephen. He walked the talk that we teach. He had a dream. He didn't know how the hell he was going to do it. He stepped out in faith. He committed. And now it's becoming a very successful business. Okay? He can do it. You can do it. We can do it. I love you so much. I'm grateful for all of you. And let's say it together with feeling. I love me. Woo! I love me. Woo! And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.